morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
Good morning. It is November 30th, 2021. It is Tuesday. I am Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. Today's episode is brought to you by A Curious Future. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "If it scares you, it might be a good thing to try," by Seth Godin. So what are we drinking today? We are drinking Harvest. Harvest is a rooibos tea, which is fruity and nutty and caramely and cocoa-y. And it really is a wonderful tea to sip during like a cold wintry moment. And it is non-caffeinated. In my personal opinion, it's good for the dark half of the year. And it has rooibos tea, apple pieces, cacao nibs, marigold flowers, blue corn flowers, and then flavorings such as caramel and chestnut. So, oh my gosh, I keep turning the little volume off, and here we go. So, today we're going to talk about chestnut, and this comes to us from Wikipedia.com. So, chestnut. Chestnut is also known as Jupiter's nut, Sardian nut, and husked nut. In terms of history, chestnuts have been grown by humans since about 2000 BCE and were carried by the armies of Alexander the Great as well as later Roman armies. These armies planted chestnuts in their wake, helping the European variety spread from its native Asia Minor to all over Europe. Speaking of Roman armies, So here's the thing. I am not a fan of misinformation. I don't like it. But I get really tickled by conspiracy theories because I just think they're funny. Like, one of my friends, like, she'll just send me just funny conspiracy theories she finds. And not because I think it's funny that people are being misguided or misinformed. I don't know. It's just like, people who don't believe in ghosts who watch ghost hunting shows. You just kind of get a kick out of it. So I think conspiracy theories are, like, silly. And so there's a current conspiracy theory going around on TikTok about how Rome isn't real. And I told my friend, I was like, I'm no history or geography expert, but I'm pretty sure Rome exists. And anyways, chestnuts. So magically, chestnuts carry energy that resonates with fire and the planet Jupiter. The chestnut tree is associated with the god Zeus, and chestnuts can be eaten to encourage fertility, desire, and may be carried as a charm by people who wish to conceive. Keeping chestnuts around the home encourages abundance. So yeah, staves made from chestnut wood are said to encourage longevity, increase energy, enhance intuition, and help with grounding and centering of energy. Chestnut wood can be used to make talismans for justice, success, to gain the sympathy of your audience, and to encourage your mind to take in information. So I keep going, because I keep wanting to mention something, but I'm trying to find the right time. I'll just do it now since I'm clearly wanting to. So I have to send my computer in for repairs, and I'm really frustrated about it because this is the most expensive laptop I've ever owned, because everything I do is on the computer, and I use a lot of, like, programs for the podcast. I use Adobe Audition, and then for the books, I use Adobe Illustrator and, like, just, you know, InDesign and all this stuff. So I typically need a computer that works, you know? And it broke. I don't know what happened. So I have a 360 computer, so I can kind of flip the keyboard back, which I use on my desktop, and then I'll flip it forward when I'm out and about. I guess I use it too much because the hinge broke. And then I was watching a movie on Netflix the other day. It was actually on Thanksgiving Day. I was watching a movie on Netflix and I went to tilt my screen back and out of nowhere, the screen started to break. And then like a piece fell out of it. And I was like, holy shit, like, holy crap. Like, this is such an expensive computer. I've had it less than a year. So luckily, because I have had it less than a year, I reached out to HP and was like, what the hell? Like, this, I've used HP my whole life. I've used cheap HPs my whole life. Like, this, I've never had this happen. So I have to send my computer in to have them fix it. So I'm not going to have my computer for up to 8 days, which means I'll be forced not to work for 8 days, which also means podcast next week may be late. I'll do my best, but I just wanted to give everyone a heads up. So for anyone listening who is in the Witchway realm, if I don't respond as quickly as usually, that could be why. If packages are a few days later out than usual, that's why. If the podcast is out later than usual, that's why. So I just wanted to give everyone a heads up. I'm very lucky that this is under warranty and they're going to fix it. But they're like, if we find any accidental damage, da-da-da. And I'm like, I didn't drop it or nothing. Like, I just tilted the screen back. And my only thought is that I use the 360 aspect of it a lot. And if, I don't know if that wore it down. But I feel like if that's a feature, it shouldn't be worn down this quickly. I don't know. So we'll see what happens. But just a heads up. Ooh, okay. Going into some headlines, this comes to us from Nerdist in the books. It's in the books section. So this was written by Shelley J. In a global culture that clings rigidly to the gender binary, there's something undeniably magical about trans identity. Embracing a trans identity is, yes, and I'm sorry about the pun, transformative. Regardless of whether or not someone pursues a medical or even social transition, the act of identifying as trans brings to mind ideas of change and fluidity, a disruption of what's expected or taken for granted. It's no wonder that when the magical and magical narratives have a special place in the hearts of trans readers of all ages, and more than ever, we're seeing ourselves reflected back. From witches to fae, paranormal romance to high fantasy, picture books to academic journals, trans characters are beginning to appear at the center of magical stories. So classic fantasy and sci-fi stories have always been queerer than people think. For example, Ursula K. Le Guin's The Left Hand of Darkness, one of the founding novels of the sci-fi genre, features gender-fluid characters, though that term isn't used in the text. More recently, young adult and Child's Lit has seen a boom of magical trans stories. Aidan Thomas's 2020 debut, Cemetery Boys, became the first New York Times bestseller to feature a trans main character written by a trans author. The Witch Boy by Molly Ostertag launched a middle grade graphic novel series challenging gender and magical expectations simultaneously. So yeah, this is a really great essay about magic, the magic of trans witch stories in fantasy and sci-fi and all of that. So yeah, if this is an essay you want to dig into, check it out. It has videos and a lot of great book recommendations if that's something you want to get into. All right, witches, I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent, and then after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Tuesday, November 30th. The waning crescent moon continues to splash the skies with beautiful colors in Libra today. Here, the moon squares Venus and Pluto and trines Jupiter. Now that the connection to Neptune has been discarded, we can finally focus on the road before us. The trine to Jupiter makes it easier to achieve our goals. It's a good idea to make use of today's clarity to clear away the clutter and hone in on what really matters. Once you've found that peace, the single-minded nature of the day's energy will allow you to pursue it with great purpose. Your daily moon mantra is, focus on the possibilities for success, not on the potentials for failure. This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
We have been obsessed with predicting the future ever since the dawn of civilization. We've watched the stars, gazed into crystal balls, thrown bones, and read cards with the hope of getting a glimpse of future events. We have found ways to divine with just about everything, all in an effort to better understand ourselves and our place in the magical world. A Curious Future by Kiki Dombrowski is your guidebook to a variety of divination practices. Did you know that you can divine with wine? Or that a simple pair of dice can give you prophetic insight? Or that candle wax may help answer questions about your inquisitive inquiries? This book will help you predict the future through a variety of insights and sometimes unusual techniques. This greatly expanded second edition offers extended interpretations, additional reflective passages, and even more choices of curious divination to try. Learn different methods for awakening your psychic abilities to support your exploration into divination. Learn how to scry, use dowsing rods, read tea leaves, work with runes, see auras, decipher omens and clouds, and much more. A Curious Future can help you move forward into a mystical and inspiring path. A Curious Future by Kiki Dombrowski is now available for pre-order on Amazon and other places books are sold. All right, so we have a question from listener Lana. Lana says, "Hello to you all. I hope you are well and have a nice Sunday. I need some advice. I have temporarily moved back to my mother's apartment in my childhood room. As a child, I shared a room with my sister. I always felt that there was something in the room, but since I shared with my sister, I didn't think much about it. When I moved into my apartment, the feeling came with me that there was something in the room, but in my apartment, I could handle it better and the feeling didn't disturb me. Now I'm back in my childhood room and it's much stronger. I have been in the apartment for 3 weeks and the last two nights, I have felt it so strongly that there were other people in the room. Before I could say, now I have to sleep, we can talk another time, thank you, and I was left in peace, but it has not worked this time. Any advice on what to do? It'd be wonderful. Thank you." So absolutely no one commented. No one commented, and I don't know why. So basically, it does sound like you are spiritually in tuned or gifted, so you pick up on the energies around. One thing I would do, I do think the "now I need to sleep, we can talk another time, thank you" is a great way to go about it. And like you said, it has seemed to work for you. I would work on shielding and warding. One thing I would possibly focus on is white light. Work on how this works, and this is something I recommend for all witches. The idea is you sit, you know, and you'll be able to do this faster the more you get used to it. It can take longer when you're new. But the idea of white light is you can sit with your feet on the ground. As you breathe in, you're breathing the air around you. And there's this white light like at your gut, at your core. And as you breathe in, that ball of light gets bigger and then gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And then you're able to encase yourself, your room, your home, etc. And so if you ever feel like there is a kind of threat or energetic disruption or discomfort, white light is a great way to do that. And why I think this works is I don't think it's actually about like the white light. I actually think it's more of like a show of will. It's kind of like, hey, this is my space. My will is more powerful than yours. So like back off. That's my advice. I hope it helps. Update us and let me know what you think. I'm sorry for laughing earlier. I don't know why. Usually we have all these great responses and just like, it's like no one even saw this post. All right. We have a write-in. This comes from listener Edie. Edie says, "Hi, Tanya. I'm very excited to share this with you. I kept feeling pulled to create meditation journeys, and I was kind of scared. Although I'm trained and confident in my own magic, the idea of sharing it made all these feelings of imposter syndrome creep out. My spirit guides literally told me it's time to share. So I wrote and sent a quick email to about 20 of my friends, and I said, hey, I will be guiding a clearing and renewing circle. Our lovely moon will be in the waning crescent phase, a perfect time to release what no longer serves you, while also appreciating your past. 7 of them joined me, and I took them on a journey. Here's the big win. I saw a few specific things while I was guiding. A Celtic tribal female warrior presented themselves specifically as a guardian. Then I saw a giant gold key over one of my friends. When we were done, my circle of friends shared some of what they saw. One friend blurted out, "There was this giant key over me, and I have no clue what it's for." I kept saying to myself, I kept it to myself, but wow, I saw the same thing. The same thing happened with another friend. She said her ancestors, specifically Celtic, came through to show her she has strength. I had to share the fact I saw this. And yeah, that is a big witch win. I think that's really cool, is when you do these meditations with other people. I've done a few guided meditations in groups where you're encouraged to energetically interact with each other. And so when you do that, and then you are tapped into the same like realm and you're getting the same information, it's really freaking cool and really validating. So I'm so happy for you, Edie, especially when you were feeling imposter syndrome. When you have imposter syndrome and then something like that happens, that just validates that like, no, like you're cool, like you're okay. That's a really great feeling. So congratulations. All right, so we're actually going to go ahead and wrap up this episode just because I feel like it's time. So I do have a shout out for listener Sonia. Sonia, you charming, earthy sun goddess. I also want to give a shout out to listener Midnight Lightning. Midnight, you glowing, talented newborn baby. And then finally, Andrea Eastridge. Andrea, you scholarly, glorious butterfly. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really, really appreciate you. And don't forget, any books, decks, headline sources, or anything we've referenced today can be found in the podcast episode description. I hope you have a great day, and we will talk again tomorrow.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.